With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill. This news is brought to you by Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. We're still waiting on an update from police about a serious two-vehicle crash in Chatham. It happened in the area of Wellington Street and Prince Street earlier this afternoon. No word on any injuries or if any charges have been laid. A Windsor man accused in a deadly 2022 crash in Chatham will be going to trial in October. Both sides agreed Tuesday to push the trial of 28-year-old Brett Eiler, who is accused of killing two and injuring three in a head-on collision during Chatham Retrofest 2 years ago. The trial was first delayed due to the defendant's shoulder injury. It's set to start on October 9th. New security measures have been put in place at the Chatham Kent Civic Center. Reporter Tamara Thornton has the details.
Administration will be bringing a report to council in the next 6 weeks about security recommendations and policy changes. Michael Dubin, Chatham Kent's CAO, says security is an issue that staff has been discussing for some time. Back in February, councillors noted during a meeting that they'd been receiving more and more hate mail, though no one mentioned feeling unsafe. For now, security guards are present during council meetings, issuing passes to visitors to keep track of how many people are in the building. For cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton.
Hydro One will be in Chatham tonight to talk about two new transmission lines. Officials are sharing updates on the Longwood to Lakeshore project and three route alternatives at St. Andrew's United Church until 8 o'clock tonight. This is the first of five community open houses that are scheduled to gather input on the line. The search continues for at least six people after a cargo ship caused a bridge in Baltimore to collapse. U.S. President Joe Biden says the port is heavily relied upon, but the top priority now is search and rescue.
Everything so far indicates that this was a terrible accident. At this time, we have no other indication, no other reason to believe there's any intentional act here.
Biden says he plans to go to Baltimore, but he didn't specify when. He also says he's planning to send all federal resources needed in order to rebuild and reopen the port. And housing targets and the cost of living were expected to be part of the proposed 2024 Ontario budget. Finance Minister Peter Bethlenvolvy presented the budget this afternoon to the Ontario Legislature. In sports, the Tigers tied the Rays 3-3 this afternoon. In the NHL tonight, the Leafs host New Jersey while the Red Wings visit the Capitals. Now for the forecast, cloudy with chance of showers or thunderstorms tonight, windy and down to +3. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, windy and up to 5. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, still windy and +4. I'm Miller Hill. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.